The Parshas Hazinu is a very short and very, very rich Parsha. Among all the Sedras of the way we have the laning broken up into 50-some-odd Sedras, so generally it's the way the laning is broken up from week to week is minik. As a matter of fact, the Rambam quotes, based on the Gemara, that there had been more than one minig in terms of how to break up the laning. The minig Eretz Yisrael until probably a couple of centuries before the time of the Rambam had been, the Gemara mentions this, the minig Eretz Yisrael had been to finish the lane over the course of 3 years, and we follow minig Bavel. Rambam Ray writes in his time, close to 1,000 years ago, it's already become universal to follow minig Bavel, which was to finish the laning on an annual cycle. But obviously that means that there are different ways. If you're finishing laning once every 3 years, every sedra was the size of Hazino or Nitzavim or Vayelach. Those were normal size chunks. But again, how you break up the laning from week to week is usually a matter of minhag. Again, the fact that there were different minhag merits to Shal and Bavel means that it's not, neither one's mikra din. Hazino is actually an exception. Gemara in the Maseches Rosh Hashanah tells us that the Shiras Ha'azinu itself, which in our Chumashim is six aliyas, the first six aliyas of Ha'azinu, so the fact that that's six aliyas is not only minhag, that's actually a din. The Gemara tells us that those six sections, those are six stanzas of the poem of Ha'azinu, they begin with the letters Haziv Lach, Hey Zayin Yud Vav Lamed Chaf. The first Aliyah obviously begins with Hey for Ha'azinu, Zechori Mosolam, and so on and so forth. Yud Vav Lamed Chaf. The Gemara says that's actually a din. The Gemara says that actually goes back to Beis Hamikdash. It would lay the Levim would sing Shiras Ha'azinu over the course of six Shabbosos. Each Shabbos they would sing another stanza. In a 6 week cycle, every 6 weeks they would complete Ha'azinu and start again. And Gemara says the way you break up in the Beis HaKnesses is the same way that you break it up in the Beis HaMikdash. Levim sang one section every week over the course of 6 weeks. So we have those, each of those sections is supposed to be a separate aliyah when you lane. So how long Shavi'i is, that's a question of minhag, but the first six aliyahs actually are locked in. So it's a sort of a uniqueness of Hazinu, and it highlights, a lot to say about that, but one of the things about Haziv Lach is that it highlights the power of the poetry of Ha'azinu. The Rav discussed the Rav's approach to that din of Haziv Lach. They have to be broken in particular ways. It's just like you have to, typically Chumash is broken to Psukim. In the prose parts of Chumash, the units are Psukim, Parshios as well, but primarily the Psukim, and we don't lay in half a Pasuk. So the Rav understood that Ha'azinu, that there is other poetry in Chumash as well, but Ha'azinu in particular, the poetic structure is these, it breaks into six stanzas, and you need to maintain that poetic structure when you lane these psukim. It speaks to the power of the poetry, and certainly I think Ha'azinu is definitely the longest stretch of poetry in Chumash. And there's a tremendous amount. It's difficult. A lot of the psukim are very difficult to understand, and it's very, very rich. And it talks about the history of Klal Yisrael, the trajectory of Klal Yisrael, our struggle to live properly, our struggle to align our ratzon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that there will come times when we will not, and that there will, as a result, come times when Klal Yisrael is sent into Galus, and the Shiras Hazinu describes the going into Galus, and Shiras Hazinu ends with the return from Galus. V'chiper Admaso Amo. Hazinu closes with a terrible holocaust that the Klal Yisrael will suffer, and that will be followed by a return to Eretz Yisrael. The Chiper Admaso Amo, Rashi has multiple ways to explain that phrase. One of them is V'chiper Admaso Amo. One of the interpretations Rashi has is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mefayes his nation with his land. that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give us back Eretz Yisrael as a way of sort of like rebuilding, restoring their relationship, which is it's a Rabbi Akiva moment, as it were. Now, to be able to see a nevuah actually materialize, to see a nevuah realized, and to see particularly a positive nevuah realized, is an incredible theological experience. I want to spend a couple of minutes, the next couple of minutes, looking particularly, so much richness in Azinu. As I was saying, so many complex psukim. I actually want to take a look at the first few psukim. Perhaps the most familiar, because you hear them in shul again and again throughout the week. Some years, depending on how the calendar falls, that sometimes we lay in Hazinu for more than a week, as has been the case this year. We've been laying Monday-Thursday laying, where it began last week. The opening psukim. Hazinu Hashemayim v'adaber v'sishma ha'aretz imrei fi. Moshe Rabbeinu opens this shira with a call to Shamayim and Aretz to pay attention to what he has to say, what he has to say to Klal Yisrael. They are, as Rashi points out, the Edim. He's calling upon Shamayim and Aretz to be the Edim, to witness this proclamation that he's giving to Klal Yisrael. He's putting Klal Yisrael on notice. Your Bechir Chavshis matters, our choices matter. Understand that as a nation, the choices we make will impact will impact the trajectory of, do we stay in Eretz Yisrael or do we go into Galus? Ya'arov, and then he says, Ya'arov kamatar, when he begins to speak about, to describe what's about to happen. I'm about to give you a shira, Moshe says to the Jewish people. Ya'arov kamatar l'kri tizal katal imrasi. Let my words fall like the dew, fall like the rain. And then he goes on to say, Kishem Hashem ekra, when I call the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, havu, Godel Lelokenu. Now call the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give greatness to Hashem. So how do you make sense of these psukim? What's Shem Hashem, and how does the Kishem Hashem Ekra, calling the Shem Hashem, how does that flow from the previous pasuk by describing the shear like rain? They're very, very beautiful. I want to share with you over the next couple of minutes a little bit of the words of the Ksava Kabbal of Yaakov T. Mecklenburg in his parish on this pasuk. At the beginning of Hazinu, and then we'll share with you a bit of the Ramban on this pasuk, although not the Ramban al Torah. Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg opens by saying the Shem Hashem l'dati hu Shem Torah el haTorah. Talk about Shem Hashem, ki Shem Hashem I called the Shem Hashem. That is a reference to the Torah. Now that's not. Understands that this pasuk is a source, and he himself quotes this later, that this is a source for Birkas HaTorah. Here he quotes Brachos Chaf Aleph later on. How do you know where you have a source in Chumash for the notion of making a bracha in advance of learning Torah? I'm about to call out the name of Hashem. First, give praise, give greatness to God. So the Gemara says, you're going to give a bracha in advance of learning Torah. So he says, yes. As obviously we're saying that the Kriyas Shem Hashem, calling the name of Hashem, is somehow a reference to speaking, to learning Torah. In advance of Kriyas Shem Hashem, we first need to give greatness. We need to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is Shem Hashem a reference to Torah? So it's interesting. He understands that the Ramban on the Torah, I think it's the Ramban talks about it in several places, some of his drashas, and I believe as well in the Hakidama to the Pirush al Torah, Ramban says, Hashem Hashem, he quotes a comment in the Midrashim, which the Ksava Kabbalah quotes as well, that Kol Torah Kula Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of Torah is names of Hashem. Now, what does that mean? So the Ramban appears to say, the Ksava Kabbalah quotes it right here, Oraisa Kula Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is all composed of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Pi Kabbalah Ramban understands it's somehow another way of reading Chumash, is that it's a It's a collection of different permutations of Shem Hashem. Al Pipshuto, Ramban seems to indicate that Torah is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through learning Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our ken. We're finite creatures of an infinite creator. So it would be illogical to think that we could fully apprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could fully wrap our minds around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rabban says, Al Pipshuto, Torah gives us some sense, the beginning of a learning Torah gives us the beginning of a description, beginning of a sense of, so to speak, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. By learning His wisdom, and by seeking to understand His perspective, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a little bit of an insight into His perspective on the world, the divine perspective on the world, through learning the Torah. We get to, so to speak, see the world through His eyes. And we get a sense of how He expects us to live. So through learning Torah, we get a little bit of a sense of the author. Through learning the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get a little bit of a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. And so Torah is, as it were, a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a way of naming Him. The Ksav HaKabbalah, fascinatingly, he says, Shem Hashem is a reference to Torah, but it doesn't mean the name of Hashem. It's a very interesting approach from the linguistic side. He says the word shame, says Torah is often referred to as the glory of Hashem, to Nahod Chal HaShamayim, and so on and so forth. So Kacha Misu Eretz B'Mila Shame. That's why Torah is referred to as Hashem's shame. Sheyora Gamkin Al HaTila V'Tiferes. Says shame doesn't always mean a name. Sometimes shame means respect, distinctiveness, glory, kemo, anshei shem. Right? What is the term? Anshei shem means people of distinction. It doesn't mean people with a name. People of distinction. Or lishila ulishem ulisiferes. Or one might say yad vashem. It doesn't mean a name. It means something, a distinction, significance, substance. The Tam Shem Hashem, when we say Ki Shem Hashem Ekor, we describe Torah as Shem Hashem means Yakar Be'enei Hashem. It means something distinctive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fascinating. Torah gives us a sense of respect. Not does it give us a sense of understanding Hashem, in the sense of, so to speak, a name of Hashem, but it's something glorious. We could sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through learning Torah. And then he says, let's also appreciate how this relates to the previous pasuk. And in the previous pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu had opened by saying, let my words fall like rain, like dew. What does that mean? Ha-mechuvan b'zeh. Here's the intent. Acharei amro lefneze, after the previous pasuk, Ya'arov kamatar l'chit izal katalim resi, may my words fall like rain and dew, which means shehispalel bezeh. That was a tefillah by Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheu devarv ketalu matar shelo yashuvu reikam ki imhirvu asaretz. They not just be in one ear out the other, but they get absorbed, and that they make impact. Kacha devarv yasu belibos hashom im laholi damu lahatzmicham el kishon hamasim. That second pasuk of Ha'azinu, Yarov Kamatar Lechi, is a tefillah by Moshe Rabbeinu that his words have impact, that his words help us to grow. Just like the rain falls on the soil and it helps things to grow and to develop. So he's davening that the Shiras Ha'azinu and perhaps Torah in general should have impact. It should be absorbed into us, and lehatzmicham, to help us grow, el kishron hamasim, to grow into people who act more properly. And then, he goes on to say, after that, hosif b'mikra, now this pasuk, kishem Hashem ekra, is adding the following layer. Likhi v'imrasi, what Moshe is going to say, which he referenced in the previous pasuk, Kizal Katalim Rasi, Einam Devei Atzmi Hashem Libi Hotzeisim. Moshe is saying, this is not just my own, this is not my own writing, not my own ideas. Heim Devei Elokim Chayim. I'm conveying to you the words of Ribbono Shlom. Hayoser Nechibadim Yikarim. That's much more significant. That's vastly more of greater distinction than just Moshe Rabbeinu's own wisdom. It's so to speak, this is a Torah is glorious from a Kaddish Baruch Hu's perspective. That's what he's saying. Ki shem Hashem Ekra. Ki shem Hashem Ekra. I'm about to share you something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees as significant. So he says, wow. So understand that the Torah that I'm presenting to you is something that has the power to transform us. To transform us in ways that are even more significant than just a human being's wisdom. This is divine wisdom. So its transformative impact is going to be, you know, beyond the physical. There's going to be something metaphysical, something perhaps miraculous about the way, the capacity for Torah to transform human beings. And I want to close by looking at what I mentioned before, coming back to a Ramban. But a comment of the Ramban, this pasuk, is actually not in his Pirush al HaTorah. It is instead in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban has a running commentary on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. And at the end, he has a list of mitzvos which the Rambam did not count. The Ramban feels they should have been counted. And here, mitzvah number 15 is this mitzvah that Gemara in Brachas that the Ksav HaKabbalah had mentioned, the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. So let's read the first few lines, how the Ramban describes and defines the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. And keep it and bear it in mind what the Ksav HaKabbalah said about the transformative power of Torah. Shenitz davinu lahodos l'shmo yizbarach, Ramban writes, b'chol eis shenikra b'Torah. In advance of learning Torah, we are commanded to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank him for what? Reciting Birkas HaTorah is a way of giving gratitude, expressing gratitude. Ahatova gedola sha'asa lanu b'sito Torah so'elenu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gift of Torah. And that helps us to sort of reframe. Before we jump into learning, we remind ourselves this is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something for which we're grateful. How so? And it's interesting. So many things Rabban could have said about why are we grateful for Torah. Here's the one line that he highlights, the one aspect, the one thread that he highlights is, Hodi anu ha-ma'asim ha-ritsuyim lefanav shebehem ninchal chayei ha-olam haba. We, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through giving us the Torah, he let us know how to live in a way that will enable us to live beyond this world. What sort of choices can we make in Olam Hazeh such that we thereby create our Olam Haba? Avraham Avinu was expected to, certainly at the beginning of his career, to not only act in aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, but to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is. And then they had to figure out that there was a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he had a will for people. And then he had to divine, no pun intended, what that will might be, and then even live up to those standards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does us the gift. Living up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's standards is plenty challenging in its own right. But at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of giving us clarity of what are the rules of the game, so to speak? What are the expectations? What are the pathways through which we can live beyond the moment? Shebehem ninchal chayei olam haba. How can we live in this world such that we're creating eternal olam haba with the decisions that we make from moment to moment? So when we think about it, Ksav HaKabbalah says, look, Yarov Kamatar Lechit Hizal Katalim Rasi, Torah has the capacity to transform us, to cultivate us, to grow us. And the Ramban is giving us insight. Torah is giving us a perspective on how to live properly in ways that are eternally impactful. He quotes a Gemara in Brachas that puts the two together. We intuit that Birkas HaMazon is a way of saying thank you. We intuit that Birkas HaMazon is a sort of a natural, you know, gratitude, understandable type of gratitude. You enjoyed the meal, you thank him, Rosh Shalom. He says, Birkas Torah is that as well, and more so. There's intense gratitude that we ought to feel for the gift of Torah. It's an obligation and a privilege. It's an obligation and a gift. And Birkas HaTorah, Ki Yishem HaShem Ekra Hava Godel Elokeinu, is meant to help us cultivate that perspective of gratitude for the transformative power of Torah.